guys, welcome back to Zoe and Aaron's Sports Podcast. Today we will be talking about nutrition for sports, people who play sports. For example, first thing you need to know about nutrition is if you are a professional athlete or you have something you really want to do, you gotta keep eating and eating, and then because you burn a lot of calories. So you want to have a big portion of food, not too big, but a bigger portion. You want to have a lot of fruits, vegetables, things that will motivate you. Every single athlete, doesn't matter if you're this little, really little, are huge, you gotta keep practicing. It's no excuse for just eating big meals if you practice for 30 minutes. You gotta keep eating. Let me tell you a fun fact of the day. The USA rugby player, Danny Barrett, they have to have a smoothie to blend peanut butter in with vegetables to make him eat his vegetables. Doesn't that sound gross? So I have met the USA rugby team a lot of times. They actually have an article about me. Well, when I was like six, when I was younger. So go check that out on the USA rugby app. And yep. So guys, today is going to be focused on rugby, which is everybody who watches my podcast knows that is my favorite sport of all time. So yeah. Aaron and Isabel are not here because I got my own computer and due to coronavirus, I don't really want to be talking about it. I just have to tell you guys, coronavirus, we are homeschooled and I had to get a computer I didn't have a computer. And I logged into my school account. This is actually my teacher from another class where I started making my podcasts thing, Mr. Miller. Thank you to him. And yeah, that was our warm up for today. Now let's get into real stuff. I'm gonna talk to you guys about, guess what? You know it's about nutrition, right? The first sport and diet you should be on here's the first sport I'm going to talk about, dance. Everybody thinks dance is this easy peasy, cheesy and stuff, very duh. But actually, I know this from dance, it's not. It's hard, it's really hard. You burn a lot of calories, it's really exhausting, and you have to have a lot of talent to do it. So dance, usually if you really like, you do competition, blah, 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 do that kind of stuff. Yeah, you gotta have like a diet, eat a lot of vegetables, big. So like I recommend on your plate, you should have a vegetable, a carbohydrate, like rice, something like that, pasta. And you also need your protein, you need stuff like that to hang you over. But for a snack, I recommend like a nutrition, well, not one of those you can, blah, blah, blah. Those are filled with chemicals and sugar. Well, not sugar, but chemicals. I recommend like a bar with like, maybe like, little like powdered vegetable in it. Like there's bars with like many good bars, they have little powdered vegetables in it, you barely taste it, not so much sugar. I also recommend energy bars. You gotta keep your energy up. See, right now I'm doing about 5 pirouettes in a row. You hear that? 5 pirouettes, right? That's a lot of core strength and stuff. Next sport is gymnastics. Gymnastics is a lot like dance, where it takes a lot of strength. But, you know, Gymnastics is fun. It's that I recommend similar things for gymnastics, but for dance. But I also, you know what I also recommend that I didn't mention in dance? Recommend taking hot, drinking, well, all sports, drinking a lot of water. But you need a lot of protein. So I recommend having a protein shake, vegetable kale smoothies. Those are good and stuff like that. They may not taste good, but if you want to be on diet, I'm talking about like people who are really committed to sports, like that stuff. Yep. You know, really, you gotta have protein. Protein, carbohydrates, vegetables. Next, we're moving on to cheerleading. This sport, every single person thinks this is not a sport. Well, guess what? It is. It is a really hard. You have your lifting, you need a lot of leg, arm strength, and it's a lot of gymnastics and kind of like dance things. And like, I know this because I watch a lot of cheer stuff. I watch cheer squad, I watch cheer, and people who ever, if you ever watching this, Jerry, I love your mat talk. Yeah, you got like, you know what I mean? You gotta like cheer, dance, and gymnastics. I recommend the same thing, but another thing for cheer that is different from those is cheer, you need to have bigger, you know how you eat big portions of food if you're doing a lot of sports? You have to have a bigger portion of food than that. Like, you know how you have twice the size of portion, well, one times one of the size of portion for cheer, like normal sports, but cheer is really hard. Cheer, so I recommend twice size of portion, and same thing, fruits, vegetables, blah, blah, blah. You need a lot of that. Next, we are moving on to rugby. Every single person knows, whoever actually watched my podcast, knows that rugby is my absolute favorite sport. I love it, I love it, I love it. So rugby, here's one thing from rugby. Well, rugby, you need a lot of food. Honestly, rugby players are I feel like rugby players work a lot harder, and it is a lot harder because when you travel rugby's like a sport that's international. They play it around the world, and so the sun's out there, so you need to eat a lot of food, a lot of protein. You gotta stay in shape to play rugby. It is hard. Let me tell you, I was at a tournament and in Pennsylvania, I'm really good at rugby, so I played with older kids. And let me tell you, like really older kids, like I'm 9 and I played with the oldest person on the team is 15, 16. And let me tell you that it is hard. Not because I'm the youngest player, I'm definitely not the worst player. I'm just, not to brag, but I'm pretty good at rugby. I've been playing since I was one. Yeah. Rugby, you just gotta stay in that shape. Let me tell you, you burn a lot of calories because usually, you know how I said you travel a lot of places and the sun, a lot of places are very sunny and tropical, like Hong Kong is very big on rugby, which I used to live there, and now I don't. It's really hot. A lot of places that are really tropical, they play rugby. Like islanders, like island places play rugby. And you know how it's really hot, and the sun burns your calories, and you just gotta have a lot of water, a lot. Hydration is very important in all sports. And that is it for rugby, but let's go on the next sport. The next sport, well, everybody thinks rugby is the same as football. Everybody who watched my podcast know I have a very strong opinion on this. Rugby is safer, rugby is better, and I love rugby. Football, same thing. Football, I feel like you burn more in rugby. You burn more, it's harder in rugby than football. Because football is, you take a lot more breaks. Like, for example, football, when they're making the plays and stuff and doing it, it's fast, but it's kind of slow. It's kind of like a glitchy sport. Like, you throw the ball, catch, get down, and then wait a second, maybe a flag, or you have to go back, you have to down and then pick the ball up. It takes forever. So rugby's a very faster moving sport. I wouldn't say the fastest moving sport, but it is a faster moving sport than football. And yeah, but really, let me tell you this. You got to eat food. I feel like rugby gotta eat more, but gotta stay in your tip-top shape. But you eat food. Eat a lot of protein. Football players usually, they're free for all. Their coaches are not as hard as them on rugby. I like football, but rugby better. It's the same thing for rugby. Or any sport, tip-top shape. You just gotta eat food. Football players, free-for-all, I told you this. Free-for-all, they're more free-for-all. Their coaches are a lot less harder on them. Like, I was watching this thing, really a lot of strict rules cheerleaders have to play. If cheerleaders something bad, and actually the football player did something bad, the cheerleader would get in trouble. So, yeah. And, that's it for football. Let's go on to baseball. Baseball is also a slower moving sport. Yeah, when they're making the play, they run fast, they hit the ball and go to bases. But in between pitches, when you're hitting the ball, there's people just standing there in the outfield doing nothing. And there's also waiting for the batter to get ready, and sometimes the batter goes out of the box and swings. It takes forever. But when it's during the play, fast. So that's why another reason I love rugby. As you know, I love it so much. It's the best. It's like, if you haven't ever played rugby, go try it out. I recommend Union. If you live in New Jersey, Union, Morris. Stuff like that. There you go. So that, let's go on to, I'm on baseball. Baseball, I got a little carried away there. Baseball. Still food. You need to eat, like I said, for every sport, you need a lot of water, you need a lot of food, you gotta be in tip-top shape. It's the off-season for sports. You gotta still keep practicing, get into shape. For example, Babe Ruth was actually a very overweight player. No offense, but he was a very overweight player. And then the next summer, he had to burn all of these calories, he had to be on a strict diet to lose all of that weight. If you want to be an athlete, you got to commit to the diets, the rules, the everything. And next sport is football, also known as soccer for you guys, you American people. So football. Football is the same thing as most sports. The only thing I personally recommend for football is, soccer is very fast moving. Football is very fast moving. Yes, it is. it's very fast moving. I like it a lot. But you just, in Sony, you just gotta take, not, you gotta, during the off season, still gotta keep your diet, but I recommend resting too. You guys gotta rest, you gotta, but I recommend before you have like a tournament or a game or whatever, you gotta take your rest. For all sports, rest is a good thing. You need a rest. Don't make that night going out to dinner or do that. Go to bed early, drink water, sleepy, and get before a game, especially you gotta eat all these healthy foods. It's not the day to take a break and not eat that diet. Or usually never do that except from sometimes on the off season. But you know what I mean? Soccer just, you gotta have more rest because it's faster and you run a lot and you kick the ball and yep. Next sport, it's kind of getting boring. This sport is fun. This sport is called lacrosse. If you live in other outskirts country, not in America, lacrosse is a sport where you have a stick and a net and you have to throw the ball and catch it. And I recommend for lacrosse, it is another fast-moving game. And here's something really funny about lacrosse. Your coaches are very hard on you. But, you know, lacrosse, you don't really have to be on a diet. Yes, you have to be on a diet if you're a professional. But lacrosse is a lot more chill about that. You know what I mean? So lacrosse, I recommend is protein shake every morning. Well, yeah, if you're a professional. But I recommend, like, not to be too hard on yourself with your diet in lacrosse. But, yeah. Okay, here's the last sport, and then I'm going to tell you some other things. Swimming. I could name all the sports in the world and tell you all the nutrition stuff you should do, but I have like a certain amount of time. So yeah. Swimming you need to have that trick diet. You literally need rest. You need all that. You need a really big portion of food. But your portion of food has to be like stuff. But another thing for swimming you need practice. Yes, you need rest and stuff. But before your meet or your comp, you gotta think to yourself. Swimming, if you lose, you get really mad at yourself. Well, all sports you do, but especially swimming, because you're on a team, but when you're swimming a race, they only like select one person from your team to do it. So that's all the pressure on you. Have fun, eat a dessert after swimming. Like, maybe not a dessert, but like the night before, just do something you love. You know what I mean? Do something you like to do. It's stressful, all sports. So I'm telling you. Next. There's no next. Yay. Well, not yet. But here's some other stuff you need to know. Like I said, water, nutrition, stuff like that. During the off season, yes, have fun. Let me tell you, fun is most important part of sports. If you don't like the sport, why are you doing the sport? Be something you actually want to do or be. But you don't, yep, that's just me dropping my lacrosse stick. I play lacrosse, I'm good at it. I like lacrosse a lot. Wait, what was I saying? You gotta believe. Be whatever you want to be. But if you're not happy with the sport, you're not happy with anything, don't be afraid to quit. Well, actually, keep going. But if you really don't like what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. Yeah, it's a really big commitment to be a sport, an athlete. Yeah, that stuff, but do something that you want to do. be who you want to be. Okay, guys, that's it for today. I really, really like this podcast, and hopefully you do too. I listen to it, recommend it to your friends, and stay tuned for another episode. Bye. Dun dun dun.